Mark Kreider discusses The Community Sings Bob Dylan with Andy Smith, and your opportunity to hear Seven Bridges, the ultimate Eagles experience, this week on The Scene.
I am talking today with Andrew Smith and Dakota Brown, who are co-producers of an upcoming event, Community Sings Bob Dylan, which is going to take place at CPAC on Thursday, June 5th at 7 p.m. And I imagine it's for all people who love Bob Dylan, as the three of us were off mic, we're just saying how much we love Bob Dylan. So welcome, guys.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Mark. And I was really riding the enthusiasm of the biopic starring Timothy Chalamet and others that came out around Christmas of last year. And everybody was going. They were talking about the vibe. They were talking about the mood. And they were talking about how young people who were, you know, born in the 21st century might be discovering Bob Dylan for the first time because they liked Timothy Chalamet. And I had the idea that we should all just get together and have a night where a bunch of local musicians sing Bob Dylan songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a great idea. And, you know, it, certainly that movie pushed me into a deep dive back into his music. Mm-hmm. And, you know, both the music that I loved to listen to and re-listen to, but also kind of rediscovering things that I'd forgotten, like, oh, I forgot how much I like Planet Waves. Mm-hmm. So Dakota, how'd you get involved with this? You and I don't know one another. Andy is one of my dearest friends. And maybe you will become one of my other dearest friends.
But, I've kind of known this guy subconsciously for a while, but we've kind of connected in the last year or so. You know, he's Cookeville OG.
Yeah.
He's brought a lot of culture to this town. And I love Bob Dylan. I'm a Dylan freak. So when he mentioned this, I was pretty stoked, and I think it's gonna be a good thing. And yeah, with that movie, it caused like this weird renaissance
mm-hmm.
with Dylan. And I think, like he was saying, yeah, there's a lot more people that can kind of get into his music a little bit more easily. You know, and I think this show will be a really interesting way to see people perform these songs, especially off like his middle career is kind of where people are leaning towards, the people that we brought on for the
right.
show, you know, the Desire, Blood era,
yeah.
you know, when Dylan was like excited to be Bob Dylan again,
right?
You know, and not, yeah. So.
Which is good time. And, you know, I will say, for me, I was always aware of Dylan's music. Mm. But what's funny is I sort of started falling in love with his music at the time of Oh Mercy.
Oh, man, so
Oh Mercy came out and just blew my mind. Mm. And the more I listened to it, the more I wanted more Dylan.
Yeah.
And I was living in Knoxville, I think, at that time. And one of my dearest friends, Tom Parkhill, is as crazy a Dylan fanatic as I am about Springsteen.
Oh,
and it
yeah.
just kicked the doors open. And Tom's like, you know, come into my world. And yeah. he had all these vinyl and stuff like that. And
I can't imagine listening to Not Dark Yet in real time in, what, 88, 89?
Yeah.
I wasn't born then, but I can't imagine listening to that in real time.
Yeah. Know?
Yeah. We're going to have over a dozen artists. We're going to have people who are good musicians but are just regular friends that you know from the community. We're also going to have people traveling in from Nashville and other places who are regional people for whom music is their primary vocation. We're going to be spanning their career. We're going to be hearing some of the Dylan hits that you would expect to hear at an event like this and some of the deep cuts that some of our audience members probably will be hearing for the first time on the occasion of this event. And it's going to be in different styles. We have men and women, people, younger artists and older artists. So it's going to be an all-encompassing thing and it's going to be done as like a variety show. So there's everybody's going to get up, and then somebody else is going to get up. So if you don't connect with one singer, you're probably going to connect with the next singer. We're going to be raising money. We're charging $0 at the door. It's free at the door, but you'll be
passing the hat
for Recovery Kitchen, a local group that helps our friends who are living outside.
Yeah,
we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, hold that thought, Dakota. And when we come back, we're going to continue to talk about the Community Sings Bob Dylan, an event coming up on June 5th at CPAC. And we're back with Andrew Smith and Dakota Brown. We're talking about Community Sings Bob Dylan, an event that's coming up at CPAC on June 5th at 7 p.m. So we were, gushing about our love of Bob Dylan and all things Dylan. And this definitely sounds like it's going to be an event that's going to be all things Dylan. So who are some of the performers who are going to be performing at this event?
Yeah, so we have Abigail Rose. She's a friend of mine out of Nashville. She's a wonderful singer, songwriter. And there are a couple songs that I immediately thought that she would just completely knock out of the park. And then some others, Ziona Riley, who is kind of like a female Leonard Cohen,
mm-hmm.
aside from being capable of playing and singing, like vocals and physical approach to guitar are like singing over it is ridiculous. And then we've got Jeremy Ivey out of Nashville as well, incredible songwriter. And Doc Feldman, he's our furthest traveling musician. He's out of Kentucky. He's a friend of mine that I connected with and have played some stuff with back in the past. Huge Dylan fan. We'll be covering Not Dark Yet,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was
that's
where it's at. So yeah, those are some of the guys traveling from outside of Cookeville coming in.
And I've been with you and places like the Backdoor Playhouse and other venues in town. And there's a colleague of ours from the university who works in mental health, supporting the mental health of our students. Ben Higgins is an incredible singer, and he does play a lot of cover songs. As he writes, but he also loves to perform his favorite songs on his Instagram, and he'll be performing. Cherokee Hope, who's probably one of our youngest performers, is a local Americana folk country singer who's been really just getting out and touring all over the region. Hayden Mattingly plays in a couple local bands, including Honeybrook, and they just released a new album under his name, Hayden Mattingly. Phenomenal, and he's really excited to come here. And most people in Cookeville know country singer songwriter Jake Hoot.
Sure.
Came up through Tech, and then won, was it The Voice, I believe,
uh-huh.
and he's played, you know, all over the United States and the world, but he's a Cookvillian, and he will be on the bill. Chris and Dale Ballinger, local folk icons, really.
The best.
Micah Bilbrey, Mr. Doctor, and a mutual, you didn't mention, you should speak to the next guy, you've known him. And
Nathan Dotson, the son of the late Randy Dotson, who passed a couple weeks ago. He's him and Micah, two guys I've known forever, local guys, two Dylan heads. taking it to the limit, Dylan heads.
And Nathan really, he's really into history. He works for the state parks of Tennessee, and he just loves everything kind of old. And Sarah Slade is going to be there. Warren Gently, according to Hayden, and I can't disagree, does one of the best versions of Tangled Up in Blue that you'll hear, and we'll get to hear that late in the show.
Can't wait.
There's going to be at least one song in the grand finale, and we might be able to squeeze two, and there might be a couple of impromptu jams. We put the names of the artists on the flyer in alphabetical order by their first name, and I think we're going to run the show in alphabetical order, kind of in a way that there's no headliners. It's really a we're using a stage. It's going to be in a theater, but we're kind of thinking it's a family. You know, it's,
sure, and bringing the community together
exactly
to celebrate our love of Bob Dylan,
absolutely, and to support people who are marginalized in our community for various reasons, whether it just be hard luck, addiction, all kinds of different reasons why people are struggling. And the folks at Recovery Kitchen, founded by Justin and Melissa Veals, they really their motto is compassion first. That it comes. Let's take care of what people need the most first. We can look at long-term solutions later, but don't leave a person. So they host a festival of compassion during every winter holidays and year-round. And there's never a time when groups that serve our most marginalized and least privileged members, that they don't need support. Always your food pantries, your soup kitchens, they're always needing needing our support, whatever the economy is for the rest of us. So
we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, I know that both of you are podcasters, and I'd like to talk a little, give you an opportunity to promote a little bit of what other things you're involved in, and then we'll circle back and talk a little bit more about the Community Sings Bob Dylan. So we'll be right back. And I'm talking with Andrew Smith and Dakota Brown, who are co-producers of the Community Sings Bob Dylan event that is going on June 5th at CPAC. That is the Cookeville Performing Arts Center. And it'll take place at 7 p.m. Doors will open at 6:30 p.m. So, fellas, I know you're both podcasters. Andy had mentioned that before we started today. So tell us both a little bit about your podcast. And Andy, you're also a teacher on the radio, which combines the two.
It is really a hybrid format. So I do go out on the terrestrial radio like this is first, but we archive all the shows at my website, www.teacheronTheRadio.com. And this is also a repository of mostly record and concert reviews in addition to podcast episodes. And so it's a radio show that, you know, rolls over into a podcast format afterwards. And also I'm on a monthly YouTube-only podcast called the Music Nerds Record Club, where a gang of about five of us get together each month and talk about music that we love. But this is how Dakota and I really bonded, because Dakota knew a little bit about Teacher on the Radio. And when we met the first time at a local business where he works, he used that as kind of an entry to our conversation. And then that's when I learned about the self-portrait gospel. And he has got wide tastes and has turned me on to stuff that I've never heard of. Mm-hmm. Like there's artists we were talking about even just before we came on the show that I, you know, learned about from him. And it's also – I think Dakota could probably riff on this. Some of our friends, you start talking about bands and their eyes kind of roll to the back of their head. They start looking out the window. They're ready, you know, you check in with them the next time. Remember I told you about blah, blah, blah. I have certain friends like that. I'm like, this one band, and they're like scratching their head, looking quizzical. And so when you find somebody that really is dialed into this hobby, you are among a fellow traveler. So I think that's – and the thing about it was is I brought him onto this event late, and I wish I brought him on earlier, because I should have known he would be the perfect person to help. And he's brought so much energy to this production.
I mean, I'm obsessed with Bob Dylan. Let's just – it's pretty bad.
No, it's pretty good.
Yeah, and I know you mentioned we were wanting to kind of do a kind of like a museum kind of display kind of installment of bringing in some Dylan artifacts. I don't have a lock of his hair or anything, but I've got some just crazy bootleg stuff. I met a guy, Keith, cannot remember his last name. He won't be listening to this anyway, but he was the first person to record Dylan live in the bootleg setting, and he started the trademark quality label, which was just a label to call it that so he wouldn't get sued. But I've acquired buying these things. There's so many of them. The Great White Wonder, which is what a lot of this stuff was called. You know, the Blind Boy Grunt, all these weird Dylan, you know, pseudonyms and, like, you know, all these aliases that he was recording under. I'm going to bring some of those out to show
people.
Yeah. And they're handmade. I mean, these things are – this is like folklore more so than, they're just like weird, like esoteric artifacts of Dylan, you know? And podcasting, my thing's similar to Andrew's. It's very just covering music, you know? That's less popular, I guess.
Right. You know? Right. Just
as we talk about Bob Dylan, but you know.
he does
to kick open the door too for to introduce people to music that maybe they're just not familiar with.
He does interviews, he has a blog,
podcasting, all that stuff. Yeah.
That's great. That's great. So, just to circle back in the minute or so that we have left, this is Dakota Brown and Andrew Smith, they're co-producers of Community Sings Bob Dylan. This takes place June 5th at CPAC at 7 p.m. Is there any other last-minute information that you want to make sure that people are aware of going into this?
Once again, it's totally free. It's open to the public. Bring your grandma. Bring your kid. bring your next door neighbor, tell your friends from out of town who are passing through, get your dinner early so you're not late. We're going to start right at 7 prompt. Doors open at 6:30, and we'll go probably till – we'll end around 9:30 or 10 o'clock on that night. And it's going to be an amazing show.
Once again, I was talking with Andrew Smith and Dakota Brown. They're co-producers of The Community Sings Bob Dylan. The event is taking place on June 5th at CPAC at 7 p.m. Thanks so much. It was great talking with you guys.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, thanks. Come out.